Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. Today we're talking about Linus Tech Tips Portable NAS V2. Buckle up, Buttercup.
Hold on to your hard drives, folks, because this is going to be a wild ride. So, they're upgrading their portable editing setup from a crappy old business machine to something even smaller?
Exactly. They needed something powerful enough for video editing on the go, especially at CES, where internet speeds are, shall we say, less than ideal. Their old NAS was a beast, packed with 60 terabytes of NVMe storage, but it weighed a ton.
Almost cost Linus a flight. I mean, I get it. Lugging around that much storage can't be easy. But 60 terabytes in a carry-on? That's dedication.
Dedication or madness, who knows. But this time they're going mini. Mini Forum MS-01 Mini PC. Tiny but mighty, apparently.
Okay, color me intrigued. But a mini PC for video editing, that's a bold move. What about networking? Video editing needs serious bandwidth.
Oh, they've got that covered. Dual 10 gig SFP Plus ports, plus USB 4 for Thunderbolt adapters. They could even run 25 gig if they wanted to, but who needs a 25 gig switch at CES?
Right? That'd be a bit much. But it's good to have options, I guess. What about the GPU situation? Surely they need something beefy for video rendering.
You would think, right? They're using an NVIDIA Quadro P1000. A bit older, but it gets the job done. Plus, they have a plan to use a HyperX esports venue for rendering with good internet, so they can remote in if needed.
Smart, using the local resources, but why not a newer GPU? Technology moves so fast these days.
Well, they do have an M2 Mac Mini as a backup. It's powerful enough for most editing tasks. Adobe apps generally run smoother on macOS anyway, so the Windows machine is plan C, really. Right, and speaking of the Windows machine, Mushkin DDR5 SODIMMs, going from 128 gigs to 96, but with a speed boost from 3200 to 5600, should be a nice upgrade.
I see, interesting. But what about storage? That's the heart of a NAS, after all.
Absolutely, 3M2 slots. This time, they're using Sabrent Rocket 4 Plus 8TB drives. Still fast, but much more affordable than the previous Kyokia SSDs.
Makes sense. Gotta balance performance and budget, especially when traveling. Is TrueNAS Scale still the OS of choice?
You know it. ZFS for the win. Mirrored drives for redundancy. They're even using proxies for the editors back home to work with. Clever stuff.
Very clever. So does it all fit in the LTT Store commuter backpack?
Barely. It's a tight squeeze, but it all fits. No more Pelican case, though it does weigh a bit more now with all the extra gear.
Well, that's progress. Sounds like a serious upgrade from their previous setup. Thanks for breaking it down.
Absolutely. And don't forget to check out our sponsor, ThreatLocker. Their zero-trust security is a game-changer. Now, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you for tuning in to Nutty's Show. We'll catch you next time.
Bye-bye.